And I am Kenisa Vieda.
And welcome to Columbia Matters Radio.
Thank you for joining us in this new edition of Columbia Matters Radio.
And today we're going to talk to you about Columbia Association services, programs, and events. And one of the programs is the summer camps. And joining us is Charlie Thomas.
How you doing? Thanks for having me here. And yes, summer camps are, we are underway with our summer camp program. We have started our early bird registration on November 1st. Parents and campers, we welcome you to come to our website at columbiacamps.org and sign up for camps now. If you sign up during this early bird season, November 1st through February 28th, you can receive a 10% discount on your total camp cost.
So that's why we're talking about camps now. We're months away from the summer, but it's always great to get your summer plans ready early where your children are going to go for the summer.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, take advantage of that discount. Now, Charlie, what happens with if families have more than one kid, right? And they have multiple campers come in. How does that work out? Do they also get extra discounts for multiple family members? Or is it the 10% discount that they need to go and just take advantage of?
It's the 10% discount that they need to take advantage of. And every year, we're getting more and more people starting to take advantage of this program. So we urge people to come on out and or to visit our website and go ahead and sign up now. So, you know, it's open and we're signing people up now.
Does it help you guys plan also, like, you know, having like this early headcount and see if maybe you guys need to add more camps? Or I've always wondered, like, how you guys know how many camps to offer and how many kids to let register, and, you know, how do you determine those numbers? I think it's there's a lot of math involved that we don't think about as parents. So how do you guys handle that, and how does early registration help you guys overcome some of those challenges maybe?
Well, we look a lot at our camp evaluations at the end of the summer. The parents fill out the evaluations, and we also get information from campers. So from the evaluations, then camps are often formed. We look at the demographics, see what we need. Sometimes we get information from the Columbia Council if there's a need for a camp or a program, and then we will try to create a camp based on the needs. But evaluations are big. Having this early bird registration, this helps us plan, because once we get these numbers, then we can plan, hey, do we need to add more campers to this session? That means we have to get more staff. So we begin hiring everyone in December and January. So the early bird registration is key, getting us off the ground and making adjustments for camp in June.
And how do parents register?
Oh, well, they can go to columbiacamps.org, right on our website, and you can register there. You can register online, or you can download the electronic submission form, which is the most popular way, and send that information into us, and then we will register your child that way. They can also mail in the registration.
Oh.
Are there any new camps for this upcoming season?
Yes, we do have one new camp this year. And that's called Sewing and Fashion Camp. This is a new camp. We're going to offer 2 one-week sessions. The first session will be for middle school students, and the second session will be for high school students. And one of the key things with this new camp, they will be able to, in 1 week, create a garment or some clothing that they can wear the first day of school in 1 week.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And you don't have to have any experience at all.
That's great. Now, that sounds wonderful. And then some of the repeat camps, you know, maybe some of the favorite ones that are coming back this year for parents that are already starting to think about the plans for their kids.
Some of our more popular camps has to be the nature camp. We have two sites, Lake Elkhorn and Wild Lake. It gives campers an opportunity to go have swim lessons, rec swim. They have archery, canoeing. They even have one overnight per 2 week session. That's one of our more popular camps, along with Little Explorers. which is located up at Columbia Gym. That's for grades 3 to 5. We infuse the academics along with the camp activities to make it fun, so they learn and having fun at the same time. My first camp is very popular for the smaller kids. That's 3.5 to 5 years of age, and that's over at the Running Brook Neighborhood Center. And that's a great camp. All of these camps I mentioned, they do have swim lessons as well as STEAM camp. STEAM is something that's hot and heavy now with all the new technology. And that's located over in Owen Brown Neighborhood Center. And they have a variety of activities, hands-on, and they have a lot of in-house guests, people from APL. They come over, scientists, and help us with the kids and getting them acclimated and experiencing different things with the technology.
And can you, I'm looking at the list of camps now. Could you just tell us about each of these camps that I see on this list?
Well, Access to Nature Camp, that is a camp for special needs. And that's grades K through 8. And that's over at Wild Lake Nature Camp. They do almost all the activities that Nature Camp offers. They have swimming. They're rec swimming. They go canoeing. They have the arts and crafts. And this is an inclusion, total inclusion. You know, we only have 10 kids in this camp, but they do all the activities alongside the other kids there. And this is a great camp there. Basketball camp this is the second year we've had this basketball camp. Bill Napolitano, he's a great basketball mind here in Howard County. He runs Howard County Elite Basketball Program. We have 4 different sessions up at Columbia Gym where he's leading a basketball camp there, which was very popular last year. We have Camp Cook. Camp Cook, this is a cooking camp. This will be our 3rd year. It's all middle school, and they have a blast over at Faulkner Ridge. They're making something every day. And we also have swimming twice a weekend, and we have a field trip as well. Camp Extra is a camp that's – we already had registrations for Camp Extra the first day of on November 1st.
Wow.
Camp Extra is the last session, which is is the August 17th through the 21st. That is a combination of all of our camps. You have arts and crafts, you have sports, you have then you have nature, and you have nature activities. We have different people coming in field trips, in-house field trips we call them, when we have special guests coming in, and we go bowling and swimming as well. Camp Make a Difference is the camp that's a volunteer-based camp for middle school students. We have people, kids come in, the campers come in, and they do 4 service projects per week. And then the 5th day is a all rec day. And they for the rec day, we've went to Harper's Ferry, and they went tubing down the Potomac River, or sometimes we may go to Adventure Park. So we have a variety of activities for them, and the agencies that they help, the Office on Aging and the Conservancy, Days in Horse Farms are some of the agencies that they link up with.
You're mentioning all of these agencies. What kind of activities are they doing at these agencies? Are they actually helping? Are they just going and learning about this?
They're doing quite a lot. With the aging and down in Ellicott City, we do projects with them. They do arts and crafts. We play games with them. I mean, sometimes we have lunch there with them. Days in Horse Farms, we go out and we clean the stalls. We clean the sometimes the buckets and the pails that the horses that they use. And we also are in doing an orientation process. They learn about the horses, because these are all rescue horses that come there. And in the Conservancy, sometimes we go pull weeds. We go pull weeds. We the kids are mulching. So it's amazing to see the kids really loving to do this stuff and getting their hands dirty. I mean, the kids love it.
Now, what is it when they go to the garden? Are they planting vegetables?
When they go to the garden, normally we're weeding.
Okay.
We're weeding, cleaning up the garden, trying to keep everyone there. And sometimes we have to pick vegetables. I mean, we go out to different farms and we have picked vegetables and help them, you know, getting the crops and things in. If you wanted me to go on about some of the other camps, you've got Camp Grand Slam Tennis Camp. That's a camp for anyone who's interested in tennis. It doesn't have to, you do not have to be a pro or a high level player person. We take people from all levels, and that's going to be at Cradle Rock, a tennis club right off of Cradle Rock Way.
Is that Owen Brown?
That's in Owen Brown, and they swim every day. They have recreation swim every day as well. Little Explorers, I talked about that briefly. That's third to fifth graders. That's located at Columbia Gym. They have field trips. They go on field trips like 2 or 3 days a week. We talked about my first camp. The skateboard camp. The skateboard camp is located at the sports park. We have some new half pipes and we have some new materials for the skateboard people there. And the kids are really loving it. They go on a field trip twice a week, and they also have we swim twice a week as well. Sports camp is located at the Supreme Sports Club. This is a great camp. They have the amenities of Supreme Sports Club. You do all the activities in there, as well as go outside. We play soccer and field hockey and flag football and kickball outside, and we swim at Hopewell Pool, and we also go to the bowling alley. STEAM, we talked about STEAM. Tennis, golf, and swim has become a very popular camp. That's over at Hobbits Glen Golf Course. We offer two-week sessions. This is the kids can get an opportunity to learn tennis instructions, get golf instruction, and well as a rec swim. So you got three different activities daily. You know, so this is becoming very popular. And then the last camp we have is Trek Camp. Trek is becoming more and more popular. We switched the format where we already have the field trips listed in the brochure. We have junior trek for the third to fifth graders, and we also have senior trek for the middle schools. And this is something at that last week of camp when parents are trying to find something to do for their kids.
Absolutely. Now, camp times, are they all full days? Do you guys have half days? And what does a day usually look like from what time until what time?
Well, 8:30 to 4. All camps are 8:30 to 4. You can drop your child off as early as 8:15. Anything before that, we do have an extended care program from 7 to 8:30 in the morning and from 4 to 6 in the afternoon for the people who need extra time. But all of our camps are 8:30 to 4, Monday through Friday.
Now, I see here you guys have in your brochure a section for payment information. So that leads me to believe that there are different ways to pay for this, that you don't have to have all the money right there maybe? Or what does that mean? Explain us, please.
Well, for early bird registration, you can put down $50 now. And by February 28th, you have to pay your remaining balance.
Okay.
So, and we understand it's the holiday season, but if you can put $50 down, reserve your camp space, and then pay the balance by the 28th. If you do not pay the balance by the 28th, then you will be subject to the regular camp costs, okay, and you will not get the 10% discount.
Can they just make installments? When does it have to be fully paid for so that the kids can take advantage of the camp?
It has to be fully paid for by February 28th. So you can do a $50 registration today, and then you can pay however you like until February 28th. After February 28th, then that's when the camp costs. Mm-hmm. You know, you will no longer have the 10% discount. So we try to make it as easy as possible, knowing that we're coming in the holiday season, so just pay $50. You can reserve as many camps as you want, and then pay the balance on February 28th.
Now, Charlie, I know, like, for instance, for me, sometimes it's hard to really, lock in something so early because plans might change, things might happen. So let's say that I want to take advantage of the 10%, right? But then, I don't know, later in May, plans change and I have to, pull my kids out of camp. I can't have them go anymore. Is there a refund policy, and how does that work?
Yeah, as long as you send your information in, if you need to change your plans before June 8th. June 8th is our final payment for all the camps. Mm-hmm. However, people do sign up after June 8th, but then you're paying in full. If you sign up now, then you have to change. It's not a penalty. After June 8th, then, you know, refunds are only granted if a child is ill, injured, or move out of the county, or if they need to go to summer school or attend some educational event. So it has to be in writing after June 8th. Before June 8th, you know, you can give us a call and we can make the change for you.
And one thing I think is important for people to know is how long Columbia Association has been doing camps and that we're accredited.
Yes, we are accredited with the American Camp Association, which is the top camping industry in the world, and we are accredited, and we are part of the Chesapeake region, and we're also regulated by the Department of Health and Mental Hygiene. So we are, we go beyond the state regulations with the American Camp Association, and we've been doing camp. We tried to look in the archives. I know it's close to about 45 years.
Wow.
You know, don't have, I mean, some of the records, you know, they got a little longer and some shorter. We're trying to figure that out. So it's a minimum of 45 years.
It's been a long time.
Wow.
Yes.
Now, I know that in years past, you guys have also had financial aid. Is that still available?
Yes. For we have income qualified program. We mm-hmm. have income qualified where you can get up to 50 to 75%. You must be a Columbia resident, or if you work full-time on Columbia-assessed property, you can fill out the associate verification form, which is on our website, columbiacamps.org, and you fill out that information, that form, send it in with the registration form, and you can get the resident rate because there are different rates. Now, the resident rate for the two-week camp, it's $25 cheaper than the non-resident. For a one-week camp, it's $15 cheaper. So it is some break for being a resident. One of the things with the camps we also have, I mean, we pride ourselves on, you know, the camp preparation, which seems to be the work. I mean, we are hiring staff now. We're looking for staff. I mean, pretty much all of our directors are coming back. That's one of the great things with Columbia Association. We have created a culture and with our staff, and people are, you know, of course, when we're working summer camps, so they're not getting paid a whole lot of money, but people have a compassion to want to help these kids, and they love camp. So the culture that we have, it's great, you know, and you know, get your kids signed up. We can hopefully broaden horizons, show them some different things. Most of all, keep them safe. Have fun in a caring community, and then they can make memories that last a lifetime.
Yes.
And then for people who are looking for jobs, I love that you brought up the staff, you know, because I think that staffing camps can be a challenge in its own. So, you know, what are you looking for? Are you, and you said you're already hiring. I know that many high school students look at camps as great opportunities to obtain some of that experience that's needed, right, when you're looking for a job. So, tell us a little more about that process for somebody who might be listening and looking at this as, you know, on the other side, right, on the mm-hmm. flip side of the coin.
Okay, well, the directors, most of our directors, almost about 85% of them are in the school system. They are Howard County teachers, or they work in the school system, mm-hmm. most of the directors. The directors are the site directors. They're at least 21 years of age. They're the ones who are leading the actual camp and doing some of the programming. Many of our counselors are college students, and we have high school students. In order to be a counselor in Maryland, you need to be 18 years of age or be a high school graduate. If you're not 18 or not a high school graduate, and you're under 18, you can apply to be a junior counselor. And for Columbia Association, to be a junior counselor, you need to be 16 years of age. We will, in the 1st of December, we'll have on our website, the Columbia Association website, we'll have all the jobs that that we're looking for. And we're looking for counselors. We're looking for head counselors. Head counselors are someone that oversees the counselors and the program that they're doing. We're looking for supervisors, assistant directors, extended care staff, which is so important. Those are the ones that work that 7 to 9 in the morning and 4 to 6 in the afternoon. So we're looking for a staff. We hire approximately 110, 120 people per year.
Wow.
However, our retention rate is great. We have probably 80% of the people coming back. And, you know, so it's always a challenge in trying to get the right people, because we want the people who want, one, you have to love kids. You have to love kids. And, you know, for the most camps, you have to love being outside, even though we have some that's inside. But you have to love the kids, and you have to be willing to put in the time and the effort, because, you know, what we stress to our staff, you can say or do one thing that can change a kid's life is so important. So we go through the 24 hours of pre-camp training, and we go beyond that. You know, so we want to educate our staff as much as possible. It's hard to do within 2 or 3 weeks or in 24 hours or 30-some hours, but we do what we can. In that culture we have created, bringing everyone back, you know, this is like the third year, we have like an 80%, 85% retention rate.
That's a great rate to have, yeah.
They come back because they love doing camp, not because we're paying them a lot. And that what makes Columbia Association Camp so special, is what we put in it and the people that we have that are coming back constantly just to give back to the community. You know, so if anyone is interested in working with us, we'll have information out on our website, the Columbia Association website, probably the first week of December. Normally in January, we start that process.
ColumbiaAssociation.org.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. And Charlie, so let's just remind everybody, so ColumbiaAssociation.org, you can go and find information if you're looking for a job, if you want to find out more about how to be part of the campers and the opportunities available through that. But then for the parents and for those listening who are looking for the opportunities of camps themselves and getting more information, we did a really good look at all of the camps. You did great explaining, you know, what they look like and what people can expect to find for the kids. But it's a lot of information, right? And we can only retain so much. So let's just remind everybody the website and where maybe they can call if they prefer to talk to somebody, or how they can get in touch with you guys and get all of these details.
Yes, please have everyone go to ColumbiaCamps.org, or you can call our camp number, which is 410-715-3165. At our camp office. You know, stop by if you want to talk camp, or you just have questions, feel free to give us a call. And we'll walk you through the process. If you have questions about registration, or if you want to know what it's like at that camp. I mean, this is the time when I speak with a lot of camp parents, and I walk them through what a day looks like at nature camp. Mm. From the time they drop their kids off to the time they pick them up, try to give them an idea. I tell them about the field trips Nature Extreme is going. They're going to Ohio Pile. They're going whitewater rafting, and they're going down to Ocean City. So we can talk in detail about camp. So we want people, we encourage them to call us if they have questions, but the website is excellent, and, you know, ColumbiaCamps.org, you can see the descriptions and all the information is there. But if you still feel uneasy, feel free to give us a call.
And are you guys, do you guys have the guides ready yet, or are they coming out?
The camp guides will be out probably in about 2 weeks. We do have the flyers that will be distributed to all the elementary and middle school students. I'll be taking flyers out next week, and that should be in the, look for them in the backpacks of the students in the next week or so. Some schools send them out at different times. Some schools, instead of having the brochure or the flyers, they want everything done electronically now. So we're sending it out via email as well. So look for this flyer. It doesn't have the description of every camp, but it has all the information, and we'll drive you to the website. It's excellent.
So be on the lookout for it. If you're looking for it, you will most certainly find it in many different ways.
Well, all of this has been great information.
Yes, Charlie, thank you so much for coming to our studio and for bringing the summer, you know, in the middle of the winter.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
And always at this time of year, it's always nice to volunteer and give of your time and help those who are less fortunate. Don't you agree?
Oh, I totally agree. I think that this season really brings that spirit into the forefront of the conversation. I think it should always be there, mm-hmm. but it's nice that at least, you know, throughout the season, we are reminded to help each other out.
Yes, and Columbia Associations has the Volunteer Center serving Howard County, and you can always go to their website at volunteerhoward.org and find different ways to volunteer in the area to give back to your community. And there's also the 2019-2020 Guide to Giving to connect and create change that's also available to you when you visit the Volunteer Center serving Howard County's website. So when you get time, just take a look at that and see if there's anything that you can do this holiday season to help someone out.
And I do have to say, it's pretty easy to navigate. I mean, there's, you know, throughout the summer, I was looking for opportunities to keep my high school daughter busy because many of the camps are not for 10th graders anymore. They're not for 11th graders, right? The older the kids get, the harder it is to find opportunities for them to do through camps. So you have to get creative, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what I did this past summer. So this past summer, I actually went to the Volunteer Center, Howard County, and looked for opportunities for my daughter. She did volunteer at the Rub and Radish. It's an opportunity that I found through the Volunteer Center. You can, you know, select on there different criteria. You can either search through the entire guide, or you can actually kind of like narrow it down by age, by interest, by days of the week.
Right, because they do quite a few opportunities year round for teens.
Absolutely, and not just for teens. I mean, just for, you know, for everybody in general. Right. But you can really be very specific on if you're very passionate about maybe social justice, or you're very passionate about the environment, you're very passionate about different things, and mm-hmm. you want to volunteer in those areas. If you go to the Volunteer Center Howard County, you can actually narrow down your search based on some of your interests.
I think it's great to instill volunteerism with your children.
Absolutely.
So that they know the importance of giving back to their community where they live.
And they also feel empowered through it. They really do, because they see the difference that they can make, mm-hmm. That it's not just about going and getting paid, but it's actually going and giving of yourself, giving of your time, and that the difference and the goodness that comes out of what they are able to do. So, as I said, not just through the season, but it is a great season to talk about it. And it is a season where we all think about it, right? But just in general, keep always in the back of your head the Volunteer Center Howard County. And if you happen to have extra time that you just are looking to fill, this is a great place to go and find great ideas of great things that you can do to help other people within our county.
And then also the Maggie J. Brown Spirit of Columbia 2020 Scholarship Award is coming up. And this is Columbia Association Scholarship Program, where they offer up to six $2,500 education awards to graduating high school seniors who exhibit exceptional efforts in providing community service to benefit Columbia residents and those in the Columbia area.
To be eligible, you have to be a June 2020 graduating senior from an accredited public, private, or parochial high school. You have to reside on assessment-paying property or have a parent or guardian who works full-time on CA-assessed property. And you have to have a point average cumulative grade of C or better. The application deadline is March 15, 2020. And to find out all of the information about it, you can go to columbiaassociation.org/scholarship. Again, columbiaassociation.org/scholarship. Or you can call 410-715-3161. That's all the time we have for this episode of Columbia Matters Radio. We hope you have a wonderful holiday season, that, you know, the spirit of giving really comes strong to you this season, and you get inspired to go and help others. The best present is
your time,
and to actually be there fully present, you know, in the moment. So your time, your attention, your love, just keep that in mind as you're going around this holiday season. Spread the love. And to stay connected with us through the holiday season and beyond, you can go to our Facebook page for Dragon Digital Radio. You can find us on Instagram as Dragon Digital Media. You can also find this episode and all of our shows and all of our episodes on dragondigitalradio.podbean.com. That way you can stay connected with us. You can also tweet with us at Dragon Digital Radio. I mean, we are everywhere. So stay connected. And Mary, where can people find out more about Columbia Association?
Yes, and to learn more about Columbia Association, you can always go to our website at columbiaassociation.org or visit your favorite social media site. You'll find Columbia Association there as well.
Happy holidays to everybody, and we will be back in January. Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.